come.
No, we're not from West Newbury. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
First of all, congratulations on your victory last night at WWE Payback. It was very impressive. Now, I would introduce myself, but you know exactly who I am, don't you? And if anybody out there doesn't know who I am, well, quite frankly, those people are simply not worth my time in the first place. Hold on one second. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to do this right. NXT champion, Kevin Owens.
And why, oh why, was the NXT champion at Monday Night Raw? We'll tell you why, as this is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. I am Sorokin. That is Lindsay Ward.
The murder bear has come to Monday Night Raw, and he set his sights on John Cena, and it was epic!
It was very, very epic. And here's a little bit more of what the exchange was.
Thank you. That was nice. Thank you. Now, I know you're feeling a little guilty. You feel responsible for the injury Sami Zayn suffered 2 weeks ago in your match. But I'm actually here to ease your mind. Because, see, the truth is, Sami was injured before he ever accepted your little challenge. He was, and I know that because I'm the one who injured him. And this Wednesday night at NXT TakeOver on the WWE Network, when it comes to Sami, I'm going to finish what I started.
Fine speech, Mr. Owens, but it seems as if you have a lot to learn, don't you? I want you to listen very closely to what I'm about to say. You're right. Some of these people don't know you. But regardless of how anyone in this building tonight or any night feels, not a single person here is ever to be called a waste of time. You hear that? Do you hear that? Because without all of them, there is no you. Without all of them, there is no Raw. Without all of them, there is no WWE. This is why we are here. So, young man, from one champion to another, allow me to bestow on you some veteran advice.
Whoa, wait. Veteran advice? Are you kidding me? Let me make something clear here. I may not have been in WWE for as long as you, but I've been doing this for 15 years. In fact, I've been doing this longer than you. The only difference between you and I is that I didn't get a break until now. So you don't get to give me advice ever. You understand me?
Fine, then I'll give you a warning. You see, I've been in the ring with Sami Zayn. The kid blew his shoulder in half, and instead of giving up, he fired up. He looked me in the eye and said, "Give me your best shot." I'm looking you in the eye right now. I don't see no fire. I see a scared kid who came out here to try and rattle the cage of John Cena, but now he's crapping his pants because he realized he bit off way more than he could chew. Better watch yourself. You take Sami Zayn lightly. NXT TakeOver this Wednesday live on the WWE Network. He's going to embarrass you, and he's going to take that away from you. And if you got a problem with what I'm saying, might I remind you, this is Monday Night Raw, and the United States Championship Open is still open. Mr. Owens, the rules are simple. You want some. Come get some.
Yeah. You know what? I am a prize fighter. I am. But guess what, John? I already have a prize, and it's the NXT Championship. So, when it comes to your little US Open challenge, my answer is, no. But, trust me, you and I, we are going to fight someday. But it's gonna be on my terms, not yours. Yeah. And if you think that you have me all figured out, you're gonna realize.
Oh! Owens with a cheap shot. And look at this!
Oh,
the powerbomb! Owens pumped a powerbomb to Cena!
Wow.
So what happened there, he picked up the U.S. title, threw it down. The fans were excited, you know, they were excited. He put down the belt, held up the NXT championship, fight Owens, fight. And then he stepped on the belt, and they booed. He held them in the palm of his hand. That was an awesome segment.
No, this is a great, great, great segment, and the best summary of it is on Twitter, which is Kevin Owens debuts on Raw, kills John Cena, walks out.
Like, we were sitting here talking, having a normal conversation. John Cena was talking. It's alright, John Cena, typical promo. Open challenge time. Cool, who's gonna be? And you see NXT on the screen, it's like, wait, no.
No, they're not gonna do what I think. Yes! It's like, holy something, it's Kevin Owens, he's on Monday Night Raw. And the internet collectively wet itself.
That's the best way to put it. They accomplished a lot. They established Kevin Owens as, hey, when his time is here, he can hang.
Yeah, Kevin Owens proved he belonged, and well,
They put over TakeOver as well.
They did put over TakeOver. I really loved throughout the whole show how they pushed TakeOver. They're making it feel like a big deal. They're making it feel important. They made Kevin Owens feel important. I loved how Kevin Owens told Cena, hey, look, I've been in the business longer than you. I may not have been here, but I've still been in the business.
Basically,
so take your veteran advice and shove it.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, take your veteran advice and shove it. Great segment. Great overall segment. It was a big surprise. No one thought Owens was going to be on the show.
I thought Owens would have shown up last week, but I'm okay with this. Totally okay with this. So, you know, and can we just go ahead and say that...
Yeah, I was going to say that he mentioned that it will be on his terms, and well, what were his terms?
His terms are 2 weeks at the Elimination Chamber. We're going to get John Cena versus Kevin Owens, and I have a feeling John Cena may play a factor in Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens, so we'll have to see.
I was calling my show on Twitter that he could replace Sami if Sami can't go. Well, they got the match here in 2 weeks at the chamber. Cena may be a takeover, just keeping a watchful eye on Mr. Owens.
Maybe.
Very, very cool indeed. I like this. This was great use of Cena, Owens, and both belts. It also established the NXT Championship as a prize.
Yes, as a major prize.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
It was.
And that wasn't the only time it got established as a prize because, well, Bo Dallas and Adrian Neville had a little tiff over it, too.
Man, she knows exactly where I was going because I was going to say...
One brain.
Renee Young had Neville in the ring early and then I had talked about, you know, what was like coming and debuting in WWE, and he's all excited and happy. He's fortunate to be in WWE. There's nothing like it. He may not be the biggest, but he might have some doubters, but he's proving them all wrong. And then he was being asked about being NXT champion to the main roster. What's that all about? Bo Dallas came to the ring and, well.
A freshly shaven Bo Dallas. The Bo T's gone, ladies and gentlemen. Bo is back. Thank God.
Yeah.
This thing was awful.
Oh, Bo was being Bo and he put himself over and about Bo leaving and everything. It was just tremendous. And then he went after the knee of Neville, and as Bo bailed out of the ring, Wade Barrett came to the ring, setting up Neville versus Barrett. Like, Bo was good here. He was freshly shaven and everything. But the best part of Bo tonight, besides this, was his commentary.
Oh my God, I need more Bo Dallas on commentary.
Mr. JBL and, you know...
Mr. T!
Mr. T. He called Booker T Mr. T.
It was so cute! It's like, oh, you're being such a jerk, but you're so cute at it.
Right? And Neville and Barrett had a match. Barrett worked her for the knee that was injured last night. He knocked him out with the bullet hammer and got the win. After the match, Bo Dallas came in, smiled, and, well, attacked Neville. Worked over the knee some more, taking him out. Looks like we could have a feud between Neville and Bo Dallas. And the announcers did a good job putting over the history between the two, especially with the NXT Championship.
Yes. Yes, I love how Neville brought that up. Bo didn't take too kindly to it, made that displeasure felt, and well, we've got a feud on our hands between Adrian Neville and Bo Dallas, and I am so down for this.
Yeah. To run through a couple matches that happened on the show, Big E and Kofi Kingston took on Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. This match ended in disqualification.
The entire tag team division, minus Luke Harper and Eric Rowan, came down, and they set up the chamber match for the tag team division. Why Luke and Eric aren't in the chamber, I have no idea, but they're not in the chamber. I repeat, Luke Harper and Eric Rowan are not in the chamber.
Yeah. But yeah,
unless they're going to mess somebody up and take their spot, they're not in.
They're not in the chamber. The teams mentioned, we should talk about the Los Matadores, the Lucha Dragons, the Ascension.
Just say the entire tag division minus Luke and Eric. It's easier.
And the primetime players, and they got the spotlight at the end. Well, you know, you have the other team of Mandel and Axelmania. They weren't there either.
They don't count.
Ziggler beat Stardust in really quickly, in like a minute. We'll get to more with Ziggler here in a moment. Luke and Eric beat Fandango and Zack Ryder.
Yay! The Wyatt family feels. Eric got a new mask.
He did. Naomi challenged Nikki Bella for the Divas Championship. Match was a few minutes long. Ended in disqualification when Tamina interfered with a super kick. We should mention Brie Bella was told by Steph that she could not be at ringside, and, well, she should go under some counseling sessions that Steph has set up for her. And since, well, Brie wasn't there, Paige returned, made the save for Nikki Bella. Thinking they were on the same page, Nikki was like, alright, cool, we're on the same side now. Paige later out with the Rampage.
Yeah, not so much.
And held up the Divas Championship. Looks like we may get a three-way here in the distant, not-so-distant future.
Maybe.
Alright, so before we get to the match of the night and everything with Seth Rollins, we need to talk about the other big angle of the show, and that's Rusev. Rusev came to the ring and, well, basically blamed Lana for everything. Which was basically the whole entire point. He blamed her and, you know, everything and told us Lana wasn't going to be there. There's no Lana, shut up, all the fun things like that. He said he crushed Cena and then he passed out. And then Lana quit. Lana quit because she was weak. He called out Cena. Lana came out instead. He was yelling some more. Lana said Rusev is misunderstood and she believes in him. She said she's been with him every step of the way and thought he could be the first man to make Cena quit. She said it didn't happen. She said she quit because she cares for Rusev. Lana said she did the right thing for you and the right thing for us. Fans were screaming, I quit at him. Or you quit. He called Lana weak and said she makes him weak. He told her to go to back where she came from. He was screaming war at her and she walked away.
I have a little problem with this segment, and I have a little bit of a problem with the stuff with Ziggler as well, even though it was adorable, and we'll get to what happened with Ziggler. But Lana was such a strong, dominant character when she first debuted. I don't like that they're making her weak. I don't like that she's afraid of Rusev. She was never afraid of Rusev. She had firm control of Rusev. And they've been eroding that away in an attempt to build Rusev, which makes sense because she's the manager and he's the star. She shouldn't be the star. But at the same time, I really want to see Lana stand up to him, and maybe that's coming. I don't know, but I want to see her just look at him and be like, what the hell do you think you're doing? No, I don't have to take that from you, and I'm not going to.
Right, and Lindsay mentioned things with Ziggler. Ziggler was in the ring with Michael Cole talking about how he's now in the Elimination Chamber for the Intercontinental Championship. Lana came out, and, well, she laid a smooch on Dolph Ziggler.
Twice. And while Rusev took none too kindly to that, he charged the ring, he attempted to attack Ziggler, he attempted to attack Lana, Ziggler hit the zigzag, and...
No, wait, you missed one spot. You forgot.
The kiss.
No, Lana slapped Rusev first.
Yes, Lana slapped Rusev.
And then the zigzag.
Then the zigzag, and well, Lana and Ziggler left, much to Rusev's chagrin.
The most awkward kiss.
Twice.
She's like, I don't want to do this, but I gotta do this. This is my job. Kiss.
Yeah, it's like, you know, her boyfriend's backstage watching. She knows her boyfriend's backstage watching. And it's like, okay, alright, let's, no tongue. And she just like kisses him and it's just this really stiff, awkward kiss.
Yeah, and the close-up stills of the kiss doesn't do it any justice or favor.
Yeah, it's like, let's just get this over with. You could tell they were just both uncomfortable.
Yeah, you really could tell they were. But it was a good angle. We were having this discussion during Payback last night. So Lana's going to need someone new, and we quickly dismissed Ziggler because it just sort of didn't have the right chemistry. Tonight they did. I don't know how long it works long term, but for one night it worked.
For one night and for a short while it'll work, but I would ultimately like to see Lana stand on her own. I think she can. I don't think she needs a man or anything like that to stand beside her.
Right. So now the main angle of the show, which was all about Seth Rollins, the Authority.
Wait.
It leads into him. We're getting there.
Okay.
Because he plays a part in this. Don't worry about it. I'll get there. So,
I did not.
Anyway. God. This is what goes on. Anyway, moving on. Stephanie and Hunter in the ring.
All the time.
She likes taking shots. Anyway, the Authority's in the ring. They put over everything. They put over how awesome Seth Rollins was. They're going to have a big celebration later. Talked about Daniel Bryan. Stephanie said, Daniel Bryan doesn't own television. He's probably picking berries or chopping wood or whatever it is he does. Which was funny. She said Brian has proven that she is right, and he is now found to relinquish the title. How heartbreaking, she mocked. They talked about the chamber that's going to happen with the ITC title. Sheamus came out. He was apologizing for interrupting. Fans said, you look stupid. Stephanie was trying to not laugh the entire time because he does look stupid sometimes. Sheamus says there's no need for an elimination chamber. He took credit for ending Ryan's career. And then he basically wants a title. Ryback came out, ribs tape, told Sheamus he looks stupid, said Ryan's more passionate, has more hard passion and determination than Sheamus could ever have. And then, Stephanie chimed in and, Ryback told her, the big guy has the microphone, the big guy is talking, and Stephanie did not like that. Ryback said Sheamus likes picking on little guys, and he challenged him to face the big guy tonight. And Stephanie said they're both in the chamber, and they will fight tonight. And they did. It was Sheamus versus Ryback. And Sheamus beat the Ryback. Clean, middle in the ring, after Sheamus had something in his eye.
Yeah. Again, had a slight problem with this, just because Ryback just faced Bray Wyatt last night.
And lost. Clean.
Well, semi-clean. He got rammed into the turnbuckle, and then Bray got the pin.
Accidents happen.
Semi-clean. And Ryback's not really even fazed by it. He's just going directly into the chamber. I have a problem with this when they book Bray Wyatt. It's like, can you have the people that he fights and he kind of beats down gone for like a week to 2 weeks, something like that, to sell the injuries, to sell the fact that Bray Wyatt is a force to fear? Because you keep saying that he's the new face of fear, but you're doing absolutely nothing to make people afraid of him.
At least his ribs were taped.
Which sold the rib injury, but again, they're really not doing a lot to make Bray a force to be reckoned with or a force to be afraid of, and I have a problem with that because he really should be if you're going to have him use the moniker New Face of Fear.
Right.
Everybody on that roster should be afraid of him.
Pretty much.
And they're not.
We had Hunter and Steph in the backstage with Kane. They were all, yay, celebration. Seth Rollins came in with champagne and they all were drinking, yada, yada, yada. Dean Ambrose showed up from the opposite direction somehow. There's two doors, I guess. Told Rollins they are 1-1 in their matches against one another, and he said he would grant Rollins a rematch at the pay-per-view if he put the title line, and Hunter and Steph walked away. Rollins asked Ambrose if he's heard of the back of line, because that's where all three of them will be. Ambrose says he's sad to see what Kane has become. He's become neutered and questioned what Paul Bearer would think, or even his brother would think. And then he called him a glorified butler. Or maybe the devil's favorite butler.
Kane did not like that.
And he didn't, and which is why he booked Dean Ambrose against Bray Wyatt. And he was like, okay.
Interesting that Kane picks Bray Wyatt.
Uh-huh.
I wish they would quit screwing with me and just come out and say that Kane and Bray are working together. I just wish they would bring that together. But as it stands, they just like to screw with me.
LeMans is in your corner. Exactly. They keep building him up, and then lose the big match. You build him up for a la Cena and Undertaker. Yeah, that's true.
He should have lost to Taker. He should have lost to Cena. I stand by that. I would have been okay with him losing to Taker had he lost to Cena.
Beaten Cena.
Or, I'm sorry, yes, beaten Cena.
But he couldn't lose to both.
I would have been okay with him losing to Cena had he beaten Taker.
Right.
He needs that big win under his belt, and they're not going to give it to him yet. And it's...
depressing.
It's depressing because he could be so much more than what he is right now, and for whatever reason, they're not pulling the trigger on him.
Right. Now, this all set up, Bray Wyatt versus Dean Ambrose in one hell of a match. They had fun.
Oh, God, these two have so much fun together. It should be criminal.
They
just went out there and just did whatever the hell they wanted.
There was a nice slingshot suplex on the outside, which looked like it hurt, but it was awesome. They just went at it for a long time, had a lot of fun. You could tell the chemistry the two had, traded holds, traded almost finishers for a while. Then J&J security ran out. Joey was distracting the referee. Noble shoved Ambrose off the top rope right into Sister Abigail. Bray Wyatt wins after about 14 minutes of action. Great match. Very fun. These two are awesome together.
They are. They have such wonderful chemistry. You can tell that they're friends in real life, and sometimes friends make the best enemies. So, yeah. Great, 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 great match. Interesting that the authority interferes.
Something's up.
It could be coincidental, but the authority... And at the end of the match, Seth Rollins toasted Bray Wyatt.
I did.
So, could Bray Wyatt be aligned some way with the authority?
Speaking of said authority, we're not sure. We'll see what happens. We had the celebration for the architect. Stephanie and Hunter praised him. They told Kane to praise him. He that we haven't seen eye to eye, but that's because I'm over a foot taller than you. He said he was kidding and said they wouldn't be out here without each other, and Kane said he's happy for Rollins, still champion because it's best for business. Rollins was like, is that all you have to say? There's nothing else you have to say. Kane then thanked him for saving his job, and, well, Kane made a video to show his appreciation. He was handy. He got into Windows Movie Maker and made that video just for Seth Rollins.
Dude, he didn't do that in Movie Maker. That's some Premiere.
That's some Premiere. Okay.
He's got some skills, man.
Jamie Noble spoke about how the cream rises to the top. He said it's been an honor to protect him, and the most important title that anyone can hold in WWE. Jerry Mulkey was then had something to say. He gets choked up a little bit.
Which was hilarious.
It was. And before he could speak, Dean Ambrose came to the ring, and Seth had said he had a lot of nerve coming out here. He apologized for being late, and was looking for the perfect Justin Bieber outfit for Seth Rollins. He said he was going to give Rollins another opportunity to face him for the title. Rollins said Ambrose was dreaming if he thought he was getting another shot because he, Roman Reigns, and Randy are back in the line. Ambrose said he's a line jumper and he wants a title shot or else. Steph was questioning who he thinks he is and making demands. Rollins is a fighting champion, Steph said, and won't be intimidated by threats. And she said, Seth, get him.
And Seth was like, wait a minute.
What? What happened there? What? So they all bailed out of the ring and they let Seth handle his business. And, well, the fight was on and Ambrose took out everybody for a while. And then he magically pulled over a table, flipped over a table, and lo and behold, there are cinder blocks at ringside. And he held Rollins' head on the cinder blocks, ready to smash him like, you know, Rollins has done in the past. And, well, Stephanie pleaded with Ambrose to let him go, and he would get his title match if he did. And, well, Ambrose had his chair, was about to hit. Mercury took away the chair. The fight began. Ambrose was chasing Rollins, chased him in the ring. J&J got involved. Kane went to chokeslam Ambrose. He slipped away. Big clothesline. Dirty deeds, but Rollins attacked him from behind and put him down with the pedigree.
Very, very, very fun segment. Very interesting segment.
Yeah.
And Dean got that match a little bit too easy.
A little too easy. But, you know, he was going to kill the future.
He was.
So, overall, this was a really good Raw tonight. This was very entertaining. It flew by for parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes these roles good is the unpredictability. We didn't expect Ambrose you should expect Ambrose at the end. Didn't expect Kevin Owens. And they had two title matches on the show. And it just, the unpredictability of the show mattered and it had importance and they got to the point and, you know, that was basically it. They got to the point. They were building to a show that they have 2 weeks to build, so they had to hit everything strong. I like Bo Dallas was strong tonight. Bray Wyatt was strong tonight. The tag teams were strong tonight. Seth Rollins was strong. Dean Ambrose was strong. Kevin Owens was awesome as well.
Ditto.
That being said, this has been another edition of Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, though, we got a big, big show for you.
Oh, my God. We have so much to talk about on Thursday night. We're going to have NXT TakeOver. We're talking Payback. We've got news. We've got notes. The only thing that could make it better would be an interview. No, we don't have one of those.
We don't have one of those. I swear we don't have one of those.
No, we don't have one, but that would be our luck. That's always our luck. We have a huge show, and then we land an interview on top of it. So no interviews this week, but definitely Payback, definitely NXT TakeOver, and all the news that's fit to print. So it's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, on WildTalkRadio.com.
Wait, I forgot to tell you, we're interviewing The Undertaker.
No. Funny.
No.
You wouldn't keep that secret from me.
I know. No, he's only going to do Stone Cold's podcast.
You would call me if we landed him.
Yeah, I would. The Stone Cold Podcast, that's where he's going to be on. We'll talk more about that Thursday. Follow us on Twitter @WTR_Rack, Facebook.com/WTR Rack, RockRadioShow.com, YouTube.com/WTR Rack. Saturday Night Midnight, this is CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, and The Unusual, CBRadioLive.com, CB Radio WTR on Twitter and Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndBandanas. And King Kid is going, interview now? No. Just kidding. Puzzle Talk Radio returns 10 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night. The preview of Elimination Chamber, because it's all shaping up really, really quick. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow me on the Twitter @WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Check out Under the Wild Microscope on WildTalkRadio.com. And check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Just search out Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter, at LinsWard, L-I-N-S-W-A-R-D. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you like to view my work, artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as Twitter. And don't forget to check out The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on wildtalkradio.com.
Thanks to PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay Ward. I'm The Rock. See you Thursday night for The Rack. And right back here next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network on wildtalkradio.com.